The Guardian.
We've long known that having a baby can make it hard to keep climbing the ladder at work, but it turns out to be even harder than many of us feared. Lucy Ward has been looking at new evidence about what happens when the pay gap kicks in.
This is a report that's published in the latest issue of the Economic Journal, and it shows that professional women and women in managerial jobs in particular are taking a real hit when they have their first child and often want to move to a part-time job. The job that they then move to tends to be much lower in status than the one they left.
And, of course, when they're in a part-time job, they're being paid less than they would be if they were doing the same type of work full-time.
That's right. They're taking a pay hit, and they're also taking an enormous loss in status. And that's not just about their sort of professional status, their self-worth. That's also really about their loss of skills and the fact that they're not using the experience and the qualifications that they have. We're seeing the report highlights particular problems with women managers. So really, this is the highest qualified women in the workforce. When they become mothers and they switch to part-time employment, one in three of women who are corporate managers, so, you know, right at the top of the tree, move right down the occupational ladder. And you get two-thirds of them taking clerical positions, and then the rest take a range of other lower-skilled jobs. I think one of the most striking statistics in this research is that one in five women from other professional occupations also downgrade when they move to part-time work. And almost half of them, of these women professionals who downgrade, move into jobs where the average employee around them doesn't even have A-levels. So that means there's at least 3 years or more of high-level education and training that they've had that just goes underused as a result.
And men, on the other hand, the report suggests, do better once they have children. They work harder and get promoted more often.
Well, I don't know about working harder. They certainly they seem to work more hours. So as women, in some ways, the gender divide within families, within partnerships, widens when people have children. We don't quite know why that is, whether men are keener to make sure their job is secure and so want to work longer hours, or some people think that's because they want to work overtime to earn more money to pay for the higher costs of having a baby.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.